All right, let's dive into investor protection today. We're going to be focusing on L bonds. You know, those investments that are tied to life insurance policies, they promise big returns, but they also carry quite a bit more risk, right?
Yeah, definitely more risk.
And we've got some really interesting material to work with today from the website of attorney Mark A. Tepper. He's got like over 30 years of experience with securities fraud.
Yeah, he's a real expert in this area.
So we're going to use his expertise to really dissect this case involving GWG Holdings L bonds, understand why investors might be facing some losses, and then, of course, what options they actually have.
Yeah, and it's a really good case study, too, because it kind of highlights the role of FINRA, you know, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, in protecting investors, especially when things go south.
All right, so before we get to FINRA, can you just give us a quick rundown on what exactly happened with GWG Holdings and their L bonds?
So GWG Holdings, they ran into some legal issues. There were allegations that they misled investors about the risks tied to these L bonds. Class action lawsuits were filed, but ultimately they were dismissed.
Oh, really? So I thought if a class action lawsuit gets dismissed, that's kind of like game over.
Not necessarily.
So what happened there? And what options are left for investors now?
Well, so the court dismissed the class action because they found that the individual circumstances of the investors really varied too much.
Yeah.
So a class action wasn't the best way to address all those claims.
Makes sense.
You know, it's important to remember that each investor's situation is unique and their relationship with their broker is really important.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's actually where FINRA arbitration comes in.
Okay, so you've mentioned this FINRA arbitration a couple times. Can you kind of break down what that is exactly and why it's so important in these types of situations?
Sure. So FINRA arbitration, it's a process specifically for resolving disputes between investors and brokerage firms. It's kind of like a mini court system, but with a key difference.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
It operates under this principle of seller beware.
Seller beware. That's interesting. We're all used to like buyer beware.
Right.
So what's the significance of that?
Well, seller beware basically shifts the responsibility from the buyer to the seller.
Mm.
In this case, that's the broker. It means the brokers actually have this legal duty to recommend investments that are suitable for their client's individual financial situation and their risk tolerance.
Okay.
So if they recommend a high risk investment to someone who clearly can't handle that level of risk, that's a big problem.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's like throwing someone into the deep end of the pool without making sure they can swim.
Exactly.
And that's where Mark Tepper's expertise really comes in, right?
Absolutely. Mark has a very deep understanding of FINRA rules and how to apply them in these exact situations. He knows what evidence you need, how to present a strong case, and how to actually leverage that seller beware principle to fight for his clients. It's not just about winning. It's about holding brokers accountable.
I like that. So we've got this powerful tool, FINRA arbitration, and we've got an expert like Mark Tepper who knows how to really use it effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So what does all this mean for the average investor listening right now? What should they be aware of in terms of their rights and what their broker should or shouldn't be doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are a few key things that every investor really needs to know. We've touched on unsuitable recommendations a bit, but essentially, brokers can't just recommend any investment. They need to carefully assess your financial goals, your risk tolerance, and your overall financial picture. If you're being pushed into something that doesn't align with those things, that's a huge red flag.
Yeah, it's like going to a doctor who just prescribes you medication without even like examining you. It's not a good sign. So what else should investors be watching out for?
Another big one is unauthorized trading. Your broker cannot buy or sell securities in your account without your permission. If they do, it's a violation of your rights, and they're liable for any losses.
Okay, so no sneaky trades behind your back. What else should we have on our radar?
So excessive trading is another red flag. It's also called churning. This is where a broker rapidly buys and sells securities in your account just to generate commissions for themselves, not profits for you.
Oh, wow.
It leads to high fees and potentially big losses for the investor.
So they're putting their own interests ahead of their clients.
Exactly.
What other shady practices are out there that we should be aware of?
Overconcentration is another one. Think of it like this. If you put all your eggs in one basket and the basket drops, you lose everything. Same principle applies to your investment portfolio. A good broker will make sure your investments are diversified across different assets and sectors to help manage risk. But if your broker is just loading you up in one area, that's a sign of trouble.
Diversification is key. Okay, so we've covered unsuitable recommendations, unauthorized trading, churning, and overconcentration. What else is on that list?
All right, finally, we have margin and options. These are very advanced, very high-risk strategies. They're not suitable for most investors. And if your broker's pushing these on you, without making absolutely sure you understand the risks, that's a big red flag.
Okay, so if I'm hearing about margin calls or put options, and I have no idea what those terms even mean, that's a sign that I need to, like, hit the brakes.
Yes, definitely.
Ask some serious questions.
That's a lot of questions.
Yeah. You know, I'm really impressed by how Mark Tepper has dedicated his career to protecting people who might not even realize that they've been taken advantage of.
It's important work.
Yeah.
It really speaks to the need for more awareness.
Mm-hmm.
About investor rights and the potential downsides of the financial world.
Definitely. So speaking of awareness, what are some of those red flags that just scream investment fraud? What should our listeners be, looking out for to protect themselves?
One of the biggest red flags is high-pressure sales tactics. You know, if someone is trying to rush you into an investment decision with lines like, act now or you'll miss out, that's a huge warning sign.
It's like those late-night infomercials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got to get those steak knives.
Exactly.
All right, so what other red flags should be setting off alarm bells?
Promises of guaranteed returns are another big one. No investment is truly guaranteed. So if someone is promising you, you know, huge returns with zero risk, that's a sure sign that something's off. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. All right, so we got high-pressure tactics, unrealistic promises. What else should our listeners be wary of?
Vague or overly complex explanations of the investment are also a warning sign. If you're feeling lost or confused, that's a problem. Legitimate investments should be explained clearly.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask questions. If someone can't explain it in a way that makes sense to you, probably not a good idea to invest.
Right.
So what's our final red flag for today? Okay, reluctance to provide information in writing. Any reputable financial professional should be happy to provide you with detailed information about an investment in writing. If they're hesitant or they dodge those requests, that's a big red flag.
All right, so we need to be on the lookout for high-pressure sales tactics, unrealistic promises, vague explanations, and a reluctance to put things in writing. You know, I was reading on Mark's website, and there was this story about a retired school teacher who was actually referred to him by her own CPA.
Yeah, interesting.
That's pretty striking.
It really highlights how even financial professionals recognize that when it comes to something as complex as securities fraud, you really need that specialized expertise. Lawyers like Mark Tepper have that experience. They have the knowledge to effectively navigate those cases.
Yeah, it's like going to your general practitioner for, like, a checkup. But when you need surgery, you're going to go to a specialist.
Exactly.
It makes perfect sense. So before we move on, we need to address one crucial element here, and that's time limits.
Right. Yeah. There are statutes of limitations for filing these securities fraud claims. So investors really need to act quickly to protect their rights.
Yeah. Don't wait. Don't wait. Reach out to an expert like Mark Tepper as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
If you think you might have a case.
Absolutely. It's true. You got to act fast. But, the good news is, even if you miss out on a class action, like in this GWG case, there's still options through individual arbitration.
Okay. Yeah. That's good to know. I think, a lot of people just assume that once that class action's done, it's over.
Right. Right.
But there's still hope.
Absolutely. There's still a path. And that's really where Mark shines. You know, he's helped so many investors recover losses through fine art arbitration, even when they thought, they had no chance.
That's incredible. Can you walk us through that process a bit? What does it actually look like? Going through fine art arbitration.
Sure. So first you file something called a statement of claim, which basically outlines all the allegations against the brokerage firm or the broker themselves. And then there's a discovery phase where both sides exchange documents, information, that kind of thing. And usually there's a hearing at some point where both sides get to present their case in front of a panel of arbitrators.
So like a mini trial,
yeah,
but with arbitrators instead of like a judge and jury.
Exactly.
And what's the background of these arbitrators?
Typically, they have a lot of experience in the securities industry. Lawyers, former regulators, financial professionals. So they really understand the ins and outs.
That's good.
Yeah. And they're neutral. So they review all the evidence and they make a decision based on the facts.
Okay, so what kind of outcomes can investors expect from this FINERA arbitration process?
Well, it really varies depending on the case, of course. Sometimes it results in a financial award
Yeah.
to compensate the investor for their losses. But other times it could just involve the brokerage firm, you know, taking some sort of action, like reversing a trade or changing their practices. Or it could even be a combination of both.
So it's not always about just getting a huge payout. It's about, you know, correcting the wrong, holding that broker accountable,
exactly,
making things right.
It's about a fair resolution.
And I imagine having someone like Mark Tepper in your corner could really make all the difference.
Even, it's a huge difference.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned earlier that Mark is really big on investor education, and I think that's so important because, you know, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Especially in this world.
Absolutely.
If investors are aware of their rights and the potential pitfalls, they're less likely to become victims, right?
Definitely. That's the goal.
Hmm.
You know, I think it's helpful to look at some real life examples.
Yeah.
Of how this finer art arbitration has actually helped people. So, for example, I remember this case with a retired couple. They were convinced to invest a big chunk of their savings in this risky energy sector fund. The broker assured them it was a safe, conservative investment, but it turned out to be anything but.
Oh, man, that sounds rough.
It was a bad situation. The investment tanked. And the couple lost a lot of their retirement savings. They felt completely betrayed, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Thankfully, they were able to connect with a lawyer who specialized in finer art arbitration. Mm-hmm. And through that process, they were able to show that the broker had misrepresented the risks.
That's good.
And made, you know, unsuitable recommendations based on their situation.
Right. So even though they had already suffered losses, this finer art process gave them a way to fight back.
Exactly.
What was the outcome of that case?
So the arbitrators ended up ruling in the couple's favor. And they awarded them, you know, a good amount of money to compensate for their losses. And it wasn't just about the money, you know. It was about getting that sense of justice and holding the broker accountable for, you know, for their actions.
Absolutely. It's a powerful story. It shows that even when it seems hopeless, there's still a possibility for justice. But I imagine these cases can be pretty complex.
Oh, it can be.
And intimidating for the average person.
For sure. It can be overwhelming. But that's why it's so important to know that you don't have to go through it alone.
Right.
You know, there are resources available, like Mark Tepper's website and his team of experts. They can guide you, help you through the process.
It's like having a financial guardian angel in your corner.
Exactly.
So we've covered a lot of ground today. L bonds, M&R arbitration, red flags for fraud. What's the one key message that you really want our listeners to take away from all this?
Well, I'd say the most important thing is to remember that knowledge is your best defense. The more you understand about your investments and your rights as an investor and all the potential risks, the better equipped you'll be to make smart decisions and protect yourself.
I love that. That's so important. We can't just blindly trust other people with our money.
Right.
We have to be informed. We have to be proactive.
Exactly.
So before we wrap up this part, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. Think back to your own investment portfolio. Have you encountered any of those red flags we talked about? Have you ever felt pressured to invest or, you know, been promised those returns that seemed too good to be true? Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of, you know, maybe getting those big returns.
Yeah.
We've got to be careful. Got to ask those tough questions first.
Oh, for sure. You know, trust but verify.
Yeah, I like that.
Especially with your money.
Exactly. I think sometimes people feel embarrassed to admit they've been, you know, taken advantage of financially. Like it's a personal failure.
I understand that.
But the reality is, these scams can be very sophisticated.
Oh, they are.
And even smart investors can fall victim.
Absolutely, yeah. It doesn't reflect on your intelligence.
Right.
These con artists, they know what they're doing.
So what can someone do if they think they might have been a victim? Or even if they just have a bad feeling about how their investments are being handled? What's that first step?
First step,
yeah.
Take a deep breath. Don't panic.
Okay, good advice.
And then gather all your documentation. Anything you can find about your investments, account statements, confirmations, communications with your broker.
So get organized, create that paper trail.
Right.
And then what?
Okay, so then I highly recommend getting a free consultation with a securities fraud attorney.
Makes sense.
Someone like Mark, they can review everything and see if you have a potential claim. Explain your options.
Like a second opinion from a specialist.
Exactly.
Okay.
And remember that consultation's free.
That's good. No risk involved.
No risk, just information.
And Mark's website has a ton of resources too. You know, even if you just want to learn more about investor rights.
Absolutely. He's got articles, FAQs, even videos. Explains everything clearly.
I'll definitely link to that in the show notes.
Good idea.
You know, thinking back on everything, what strikes me is the importance of empowerment. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by all this.
Oh, yeah.
But we can take control by learning and getting advice when we need it.
I agree. Knowledge is power.
Yes, absolutely.
And in investing, it's the key to protecting yourself.
This has been such a great deep dive. We've explored L bonds, learned about FINAR arbitration, and most importantly, we've empowered our listeners.
I hope so.
With the knowledge and tools they need.
That's the goal.
And remember, if you have any concerns about your investments, don't hesitate to reach out to a qualified professional. There are experts out there, like Mark Tepper, who are dedicated to protecting you.
Don't wait. Get help if you need it.
Great advice. That's a wrap on another episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.